This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Earlier this month, Powell police released hundreds of documents related to the case of Ohio State football coach Zach Smith and his ex-wife Courtney. One detail that arose from the files, apparent cyberstalking. After the email account for a security camera in her condo was deactivated without her knowledge, and she found a hidden camera in the home. Lawyers say that they're seeing more abuse of smart home devices, and WOSU's Paige Flager has been looking into it. Hey, Paige.
Hey, Claire.
First of all, what is smart home harassment? What does it look like?
So smart home harassment can take a bunch of different forms, whether that be your security system inside your house or even looking outside your house, or things as small as like your music system or your lighting system. So anything that can be kind of controlled remotely via apps or anything like that. I talked to attorney Tabitha Woodruff from the Legal Aid Society of Columbus about it.
We've seen here at the Legal Aid Society, we have seen survivors of domestic violence think they're going crazy because their lights are turning on and off. Their song with their ex-husband will come on in the middle of the night, things like that. And they report it to police and sound like they're lunatics because it's at first it's hard for people to understand and believe.
So how does law enforcement prosecute this kind of thing?
Like most things when it comes to technology, our legal system is a bit behind. So one of the attorneys I was speaking to, Dimitri Johnson, also from the Legal Aid Society, gave me kind of this example that even emails, when they're entered into evidence, they have to be entered in as letters.
It's kind of the Wild West when it comes to technology in that way, because you have cyber stalking, you have the cyber harassment, you have cyber bullying, you have these smart home harassment issues that are kind of new.
So we don't even have like updated things for emails, text messages, let alone these brand new devices that are keeping track of your home. So an example that we can think about is, say, two people were living together and one person moved out after a fight and they were keeping track of the comings and goings of the other person via a security system. So they know when that person is in the house, when that person is out and about. Basically, lawyers are saying it's really difficult to prove that someone was looking inside the home and watching what someone was doing, or prove that someone changed the lighting. The lawyers that I talked to said that companies can help out with prosecuting things like this by releasing logs of who's tapping into the system and from where.
That's on the company side of things, but personally, what can we do ourselves to combat this sort of thing?
So if someone was in a scenario where they were worried about a smart home device in their home being used against them or being used for harassment, the first thing to do is kind of change the passwords, reset the system if you can. It's a pain, but it's better safe than sorry. And Tabitha Woodruff from Legal Aid was saying that if you can kind of fully understand the systems and how they work, you are able to use them for protection as opposed to having them be taken advantage of to harass you.
Where we see a problem is simply where a survivor of domestic violence doesn't understand the technology that he or she is using day to day. Once you go take the time to understand it thoroughly, then you can use it to protect yourself instead of it being used against you as a weapon.
How common is this sort of crime?
So it's becoming more and more common as this technology comes out. So this sort of thing, it's important to think about because it's not just wealthy folks who are putting in these surveillance systems. It's people who have nanny cams or people who have the like dog food dish that has a camera on it so you can see your dog when he's eating during the day. And so thinking about making sure that you are doing your best to protect yourself if you're in a situation where you think someone might be taking advantage of those systems.
WOSU's Paige Flager, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thanks, Claire.